It's time to shake out your money-making truth. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have you ever wondered why some people work really hard for their money while others live lives of joy and abundance with seemingly little effort? You are about to learn powerful, tangible steps to shifting your mindset and connecting to your flow of money and abundance. Jennifer teaches you to connect to who you are at a soul level and how to use that connection to create a personal and specific relationship with money. Learn how money is a powerful tool to achieve your desires and your desires to then serve the world. So shake out your money-making truth right now. Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health. I'm Jennifer Bloom, your host here on Transformation Talk Radio. If this is the first time that you're joining in, welcome. I'm really glad that you're here. And if you've been along with me for the ride for the last year and a half, again, welcome. I'm really glad that you're finding it helpful. This podcast is all about helping you shift out of creating money in a way that is from your old wounds, your old patterns, old ways of thinking, and into creating a more conscious relationship with money, working with money through your soul money relationship. And there are so many benefits of doing that, but one of which is that you're learning how to create the kind of money that you want while living the kind of lifestyle, living the way that you want to live. And what I've discovered with myself personally and with my clients is that learning how to do this takes a little bit of deprogramming, because we've learned that we're supposed to do money a certain way. We're supposed to have certain goals. We're supposed to first handle our debt and then do this and then do that and then do this. And while each of those pieces is an important part to the puzzle, right? It is important to look at your debt. It is important to look at what your goals are. It is important to invest. But so much of the old money game is done from a place of scarcity. And when you work from a place of scarcity, you just create more and more scarcity. And it's really interesting because even when people say to me, well, what I really want to do is create financial independence. I really want to be, financially free. A lot of times, even that comes from a place of scarcity, because what they're really saying is, I don't want to worry anymore. And if I have this certain number, then all my money worries are going to go away. And yes, there's some truth to that, but it's really working in the opposite. It's really working on those money fears first, and then being able to step into all of these other action steps. And this is a really big conversation to have, which is why I'm thrilled to have my guest today, because we're gonna talk more about this. We're gonna dive more into this idea of financial freedom and take a really holistic approach to doing that. So let me introduce her to you. This is Millen Livis, and we've just begun talking as colleagues, and I am so delighted by everything that you've shared. But let me share a little bit more about your background. So you are a international holistic financial independence mentor, an author, an investor, and an entrepreneur, graduate of the Wharton Business School. You have a master's in physics, which I'm a science person, but physics is not my thing. So I am in awe of you. And you are an NLP practitioner, instant miracle energy healer. And all of that to say that, you know, you really are able to weave both a traditional and holistic, you know, these traditional and energetic methods all together to create a way for women to create financial independence. So welcome. I'm so delighted that you're here.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate for the opportunity to be your guest on your show. Thank you.
Wonderful. Yeah, absolutely. So I know that, you know, I don't always do this, but I think that this is an important part of the conversation today. Can you share a little bit about your journey to getting to this place of teaching women all about financial independence in a truly holistic way?
Yes, that has been a really interesting journey. It was a lot of zigging and zagging because my beginning was very humble. I came from from Lithuania to the United States over 30 years ago, not speaking English. So I started as a florist assistant, trying to help to make some money to help my family. And then within 1 year, I was speaking English good enough to be professionally employed. And my first employer was Merrill Lynch. I always wanted to learn how to invest in the stock market. I was fascinated. You know, in general, I like math, I like science. So for some reason, I was attracted to this kind of work. And then from there, I climbed the corporate ladder for many years and became an executive for major Wall Street companies from Morgan Stanley, Dean Witter, Bankers Trust, American Express, etc. And at some point, I felt disenchanted. I felt like I lost the meaning. And even though on the surface, I was really living my American dream, had a beautiful house in the suburbs, tennis parties, pool parties, beautiful family. Inside, I felt this void that I was not able to fulfill. So I became a shopaholic because finally, after many years of really being very concerned about financial well-being of my family, I was making really good money. And I felt like, why not to just buy stuff, sell stuff? You know, when you have something that you don't know what is happening with you. Like you cannot never have enough of what you don't need. And that was my case, right? I was just buying clothes, shoes, and then bringing them back. I was just keeping busy so my mind would not drive me crazy. So at some point, I remember clearly sitting in the office in the with my prestigious job with a view on Manhattan. I was working in World Trade Center all the time, even though I changed the companies. And thinking like, do you see yourself working and living that way, kind of in a superficial way for the rest of your life? And I heard inside like a screaming no. And from this point, I started seeking the exit. How can I exit? And interestingly enough, my marriage was falling apart. It was not, you know, it was more like a roommate marriage. And I, at some point, said, I want to change my life. I have to dare to change my life. And that's how I named my company. The name of my company is Dare to Change Life. So I walked out from my marriage, very comfortable financially marriage, rented a small apartment in Hoboken, New Jersey, and started my new life. And then I decided that I want to change my professional career, but I didn't know what I really wanted. So my manager said, you know what, okay, you have your degree in physics, but it's not enough. Why don't you go and get MBA from the prestigious business school? And he was graduate from Wharton. So basically, I applied to Wharton, got accepted, and then, you know, graduated from the Wharton with MBA degree. And then I was like, okay, now I have this prestigious degree, but I don't want to go back. I don't want to be in corporate because I knew that it was not something that is fulfilling to me. So that was the moment when I paused and I said, what do you really want? What do you really want? And the answer was freedom. I wanted to have freedom from being with the man just because I'm afraid to be on my own, from being working for a company and doing what they think I should do, from being dependent on the government. I wanted my freedom to live my life on my terms, basically. And so the next step was like, how do I get there? And that's when I realized that financial independence is what I need to achieve, accomplish. And from there, I was like, okay, how can I get there? I realized I need to have multiple sources of income. with multiple streams from different sources. I was already experienced in terms of investing in the stock market. I had my portfolio that was managed, by the way, by financial advisors, because when I was working there, I didn't have time to manage it, right? But I felt that I need to have multiple sources. So I decided to learn how to invest in real estate. So I started my real estate investment company, had a team, got business partners. So the beginning was really great. And then 2008 happened and everything collapsed and we were upside down because we invested in different states, et cetera. And my business partners freaked out as well as myself. And they said, like, we want out, like, just buy us out. And I couldn't. So I became really concerned and ultimately depressed. And then I got into a car accident. I was driving to see my client and, you know, like basically just was not together, right? I got into car accident, didn't have car insurance. My money ran out. I was at the point that I couldn't even pay my rent. And that was such an embarrassing kind of finish line for someone who I felt had been given so much, like in terms of experience, in terms of credentials and talent. And I was like, I'm such a failure. I felt like failure was written on my forehead. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
So that's when I really, I got into this horrible downward spiral. And now I call it, I call it divine crisis.
Yeah.
But it was really the darkest moment of my soul, I would say. And I didn't have anyone with me because, you know, all the friends from my married life took his side. My family dishonored me. They didn't talk to me because I left my husband. It was not allowed in my family. So I was very lonely. And by the grace of God, because I was considering like, how can I end my life? By the grace of God, a neighbor who I just by chance started talking, she detected something and she asked me if I would like to talk to someone. And I said, sure, give me his card. She said, no, he will call you. So it was a life coach. Mm. And when I talked to him, he helped me to shift my perception on what is possible for me. He helped me to redefine success, how I define success, because that was a big deal for me, right? Because I had all my classmates that in my mind were so successful and I was such a failure. And that was the beginning of my recovery. So I started eating again, I started sleeping again, I started functioning better and better and better. And I made really good investment decisions during this time. And in a few years, I became financially independent. And when it happened, I felt pregnant with the information that all these years was, you know, I accumulated. So I published my first book called A Shift Toward Purpose, Secrets to an Amazing Career, and it became bestseller. Then I published the second book next year, A Shift Toward Abundance, Secrets to Financial Freedom, also became bestseller. And everybody expected me to continue writing books. But I felt that people read books, but they don't act. And that's when I said, I want to work with people and help them achieve what I achieved in my life. And what I didn't mention, when I had my darkest moment of the soul, I was not raised as a religious person, but that was the moment when I intuitively started meditating. I intuitively started praying. And that's when I discovered God completely by myself without any influence. And but I didn't mention that later on, I became certified yoga instructor, certified meditation instructor. And that was the beginning of my journey, my spiritual journey. And now I you know, I feel that I'm really rooted in spiritual principles. I have spiritual mentors and I meditate every day. It's a very big part of my life. And that's why I call myself holistic financial independence mentor, because for me, I feel that we are not one-dimensional beings. We are multidimensional beings. So my approach to money and wealth and financial independence is holistic, because we talked, and I know that that's why we connected so well with you, because I feel that energy healing is paramount for people who want to become financially independent, who don't want to worry about money again, because it's just such a big essential aspect of well-being. Because we store the energy in our bodies, and you know, this energy is kind of past experiences become the blockages, energetic blockages that we are not aware of.
And absolutely, we carry
this weight.
Right. So you can have. So I think this holistic approach. We know that we're speaking to both of us hold that as a really important piece, and for me, the reason I think that that holistic part is so important is that it holds the truth of what money really is, that money is a divine offering. It is that even though we have money in the form of dollar bills and coins, or, well, it's not very much that anymore, is it? It's more bits and pieces in the electronic world. But even though that's where we think of our money sitting in our bank account or in our investments places, money is really comes to us via source. And we also have ways that our soul prefers to interact with money. We have our own personal personalities and how we like to interact with money and how we like to live money or live our lives. And if we are disconnected from that truth of ourselves, money becomes really superficial, as you were speaking about, right? It sort of becomes a mean to its own end. So what is it for you that you explained in your story how important it is, but what is it about that connection into spirit, source, God, nature, universe, whatever somebody's word is, what is that element, and how does that really allow someone to create financial independence?
You know, people who I work with, my requirement is that they meditate, because I think that spiritual awareness of your true nature is essential. It's essential because, like you in your opening statement, when you said that, you know, most people think that once they have enough money, so they don't worry about this, then they will feel happy. And I agree with you that it's actually the other way around. We have to start seeing happiness or experiencing happiness and finding elements of the lifestyle that we want to create. We need to start experiencing it now. We have to feel grateful for what we have and what is coming, and know that we're not alone. And I always say that where you are right now does not determine where you can be. My story actually demonstrates this. But what does determine your destiny is your character. Your character, your level of awareness of your true nature, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why when I work with clients, we always start with, you know, I have my method, the millionaire method, that has four pillars. So we always start with the mindset. Mindset is the foundation. I help them develop wealth mindset, which is basically opposite of scarcity. So they see wealth in their life every day, no matter what is happening. Like when we just came to the States and, you know, we didn't have much, But intuitively, I remember that I was so appreciative for everything that we had, the fact that we just came to the new country. We didn't really speak language yet, but we were able to have an apartment. We had for 6 months, we were on welfare. We needed this support. And I was grateful for every little thing that we had. And I felt very fortunate and in many ways, abundant. You see, some people have little and they feel abundant. Some people have a lot and they still feel that they don't have enough. And usually when you don't appreciate what you have, you eventually may lose it, right? What you appreciate, appreciate. So it's a very, very important aspect of your habits in terms of what you focus on, how you choose your how you choose what is important in your life, because a lot of people focus on what is not working in their lives, right? And I remember when I was depressed, I clearly was focused on what is not working in my life. I felt that nothing was working in my life. And eventually I manifested this because I didn't appreciate that I was healthy, that I was smart, that I had great experience. I didn't appreciate that. I was only focused on my empty bank account at that time. That's all I was focused on. So obviously what we focus on expands, and we need to be very mindful in terms of what we focus on, because that will determine ultimately the way you think, and the way you think is the way you feel, and the way you feel is the way you act. And all of this, it's a circle.
Absolutely.
So while it's very important, I think, to know how to manage money and be intentional with money and be savvy and know how to invest so it grows, like there are practical aspects of money. But I also feel that money is like a backdoor to our subconscious mind. And that's what I actually, when I work with clients, that's what I use. I use this as a backdoor to subconscious mind. So when, you know, when we work together, not only they have more money, but they also feel more content. They feel more peaceful. They feel more appreciative. So it's just like the personality shifts.
So true. And I think that I had something I wanted to share. It's so important to be thinking, I know what it was. So you were talking about money is the back door to the subconscious. And what is so fascinating to me is that money is an amazing teacher. It is something extremely physical. We can count it. We know it's in our account. We know it's not in our account. And we can watch how, when we shift our thinking and our feeling and our understanding, what happens to that bank account. And to have the side effect, so to speak, of moving into a new way of thinking, being happier, more content, more deeply appreciative, more in touch with our connection with source. I mean, those are some pretty decent side effects, you know? So one of the things I wanted to talk with you about was this idea of how, when people are traditionally taught about managing their money, there's this initial focus on debt and getting rid of debt. And again, important. You can't, you know, you don't want debt dragging you down. But I think you have a really interesting perspective on this. Can you share with me about what your thoughts are on about debt and how to focus on it?
Sure. And it's slightly different from mainstream, like, you know, very, very known mentors, my financial coaches, etc., who help to focus and pay off the debt. Of course, it is important. But again, my approach is that we have to focus on something that we want to create, not something that we want to get rid of. I play with intention. I play with focus, because intention is intention and focusing on your intention is how we create. That's why, like, again, I'm coming from a holistic approach. So I like my clients to focus on their vision, because they become motivated, they become inspired. And paying off debt is just one of the milestones. It's not the vision. You know, when you focus just on the debt, it's like, who can get really, really inspired by just paying off the debt? It's not enough. It's a milestone. It's not the vision. The vision should be your lifestyle. How do you want to feel when you will have your lifestyle? Where do you want to live? What will you do? Who you will be living with? All of this stuff is the first step in my, like, I have my four steps to financial freedom pathway. So it's very, very important to focus on that. And that becomes just a one, like I said, milestone or task or obstacle that you need to overcome. And then you become strategic and tactical how to accomplish this, you know, while you still, because you see some people say, put all the money that you receive toward paying off the debt. I disagree with this, because I think you need to have strategy how you pay off the debt and how you also at the same time have some savings and have some investing, very safe investing. So it's a, you know, I teach that. I teach how to pay off the debt, but I never say that that's your ultimate goal. Like, the ultimate goal of my clients is become financially independent, have more freedom, have peace of mind, have ability to travel, have a freedom of choices, spend more time with their family, et cetera, et cetera. That's the vision that motivates them and inspires them. And paying off the debt is just a task.
Beautifully said. So as you're speaking, I can feel this, you know, as you're focusing in on that vision and the time with the family and the travel and peace of mind and feeling how open I feel, right? I can feel my whole heart center open and say, yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly what I want. That's exactly what other people want. Everybody has a little bit different view of what that is, but yeah, there's that great opening. And then the word debt comes in and I can feel, right, the shrinking. And the idea that it is a milestone rather than your ultimate vision is, there's such a energetic difference between the two of those. And the excitement level goes up as you're in that space of vision. And that excitement level is absolutely important to being able to work with the energy and energy flows to have all of that working with you to create what it is that you want.
You see, I use the notion that we create by having the intention and then attaching elevated emotions to this intention. So if the intention is to be financially independent, then what would be the emotions that you will want to experience once you get there? Like I said, it would be excitement. It would be appreciation. It would be love for life. That's how we create, by attaching elevated emotions to our intentions. And that's why my approach is focus on what you want to, what kind of lifestyle you want to have, and then see what else is on the way. That's exactly how I created my financial independence. I knew what I wanted. And I can't believe the life that I created now. Like, I live in south of France, in Provence and South Florida. I build houses in both countries. I travel and I work by helping others to create that kind of vision that they have for themselves. You see, wealth never motivated me, because, like, how many planes I want to have, how many, whatever, yachts I want to have. That was not something that was motivating me. What was motivating me to have this sense of freedom, that you really the captain of your life. And that's very tangible, you know, like we calculate financial freedom number. So you know that once you hit this number, you will be financially free. And this is very different from different people. Of course, if you want to have more kind of luxurious lifestyle and you need 50 or 100,000 a month, that would be that may take longer and that may take different level of efforts. But many people don't need this level of luxury just to feel free. Yeah. And that's how, like, I was very practical. I knew exactly how much money I need to have passively every month in order to become financially independent. And once I reached this number, I knew that from this, everything is just a cherry on a cake. And that's how I kind of do my work with my clients as well. So they calculate financial freedom number, and then we decide how to fulfill this number. What kind of financial freedom income they have to have from what sources? Because different people want to have different sources of income. So we determine this based on their preferences as well.
Wonderful. So I can really feel that mix of the holistic and the practical. Fantastic. Well, I tell you what, we are going to need to take a short break. When we come back, what I'm looking forward to, very fun, is both of us are going to do a process for each other to explain a little bit more about how this works, right? It's one thing to hear it and understand it, kind of that neck up. And then we're going to bring in some exercises so that we can really embody this work. So I'm hoping that there's some information about elevated emotions. I'm not sure what it is you're going to bring in, but I'm excited to see what that is. So for now, you're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom. As we take our short break, I hope that you'll join us in just a moment. Stay tuned. We'll see you soon.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
We're back in that jazz mood, aren't we? I don't know. What happened to the rap music, Benny?
So, oh my gosh.
There you go.
Thank you, Benny.
I like it.
You're welcome.
I'm going to play that in my car.
Boy, I got to have me some baked something now. I'm telling you.
Get in the groove with Dr. Pat and her guests on Transformation Talk Radio. It's always something new around here. Visit thedrpatshow.com.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
We're back in that jazz mood, aren't we? I don't know. What happened to the rap music, Benny? So, oh my gosh.
There you go.
Thank you, Benny.
I like it.
You're welcome.
I'm going to play that in my car.
Boy, I got to have me some baked something now. I'm telling you.
Welcome back. You're back listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom, and my guest, Millen Livis. And we have been talking all about financial freedom and financial independence. And now we get to the fun part, at least from my point of view, and talk a little bit about different processes that you can do to start integrating this into your day-to-day life. But before I jump in with that, Millen, can you share a little bit with our listeners where they can find you? What's the best way to get in touch? Yeah.
The best way to get in touch with me and get the most benefit from this connection is to schedule a complimentary consultation. I call it Never Worry About Money Again, where I will tell you your unique steps to financial independence. And to schedule this appointment, go to speakwithmillen.com, speakwithmillen.com. And that's where you can see what this consultation is about and schedule it. And if you just want to poke around and learn more about me, go to daretochangelife.com. That's my website where you can learn about the Millionaire Method and all of this cool stuff that I mentioned today. So yeah, that would be the way.
Beautiful. Yes. And I'm going to encourage all of you, please take her up on her offer to do that consultation. There's so much amazing information that she can share and bring you closer and closer to that goal of financial freedom. So let's jump in here. And what I'm going to offer, as I usually do, is to identify one of your money languages. And just to set the stage for this, this is using the paradigm of soul language. And soul language says that there are 107 different voices of soul. And when we come to this planet, we bring three of those languages as our part of our personal soul. And then we also bring different languages, different energies to support us in the most important relationships that we have on the planet. And one of those important relationships is money. And these languages are here to support us, to share with us how our soul loves to play with money. And so with your permission, I identified one of your languages before we got on the on our conversation today. And I do that by making a one-time connection with your soul and I muscle test. So this isn't me just sort of randomly picking. This is your soul saying what it is that, what language it brought with it. And there are three different languages. And the one that we're going to talk about today is your tone. And tone in terms of money is your soul's preference for how it works with money. And one of the really fun pieces of this language is you learn your abundance being state. And the abundance being state actually translates really well to what you were speaking about in terms of those elevated emotions, right? What is it that you, how are you going to feel? And so your tone is going to share with you the feeling states that for you really allow money to flow. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the name of your language and share with you a little bit about it. And then you're going to let me know how it resonates, doesn't resonate. Well, let's just see what happens. Okay. So for you, your money language tone is called disillusionist. So your soul's preference is to work only with the reality of money. And the reality is that it is divinely given, love-based, and it is a way to play with other souls. You're able to see where you and others have created a reality that is different and how to shift back into seeing the actual reality of money. And the abundance being state for disillusionist is connected. And by that, like vertically connected with divinity, open and truthful. So when you are using this energy consciously, things that you might notice, you immediately see where you and others have beliefs opposite to the actual energy, function, and form of money. You're able to make yourself and others aware of those beliefs. You are aware that we humans have set up money as an illusion, and the truth is that we are simply giving and receiving divine love. if you happen to be disconnected from this energy, things you might notice, you distrust your inner knowing and get caught up in the collective unconscious version of the truth about money. You begin to trust the illusion of money and focus on its physical form rather than what it truly represents. You get scared by the knowing that money is simply an illusion. And finally, you want more and more money to prove that it's real so that you can feel safe and cared for. So as you listen to all of that, tell me what comes up, what resonates with you.
It's fairly accurate, I have to say. And I treat money, you know, I didn't mention, but I grew up in a family where scarcity was a norm, right? So that was my beginning. And in the process of my personal evolution, I created a new relationship with money. And right now I feel that money is a friend who has my back. It's not something that I have to chase. It's not something that I have to worry about. Because when we have a good friend, we don't chase friends, right? Real friends, right? We don't worry that they will abandon us. So I developed this attitude, this relationship with money as a good friend who has my back. And that's why I don't get caught up. Like sometimes, you know, we have challenging situations. Like recently, I had fairly recently invested with my financial advisor, and it turned out to be a scam. It was significant amount. And my first reaction was, damn, how come? How did I do that? Why it happened to me? Like the first reaction, right? But then my response, because we can react or we can choose to respond. Then my response was, you know what? The money that I put in will come back. Just like my friend will always come back to me. And that gave me this sense of peace of mind, knowing that no matter what, everything would be okay because my friend will come back.
Beautiful.
So it's a choice. It's a choice.
Right. And what's really fascinating is that this language really supports that viewpoint, that we all have these illusions that we have to chase money, that money is scarce, that there's, you know, only so much, and that we have to scrabble and prove and be worthy and earn it. Whereas the truth is that we're all born worthy and of whatever it is that we're looking for, whatever divine resource we're looking for, we're born enough for that. And so disillusionist is something, as a language, can really provide that divine inspiration to keep going with this new truth that money is your friend and has your back. Beautiful. Okay, so let's switch gears. And we've got, you know, about 10 minutes here for you to share a process that you would like to with the listeners and with me.
All right. So you might have heard that we all have kind of wealth thermostat, meaning that we can make a lot of money and we think that we're going to make more money, and then something invisible prevents us. It's almost like we have a ceiling. As soon as we hit the ceiling, we bounce back, and then we make more, and then we bounce back. So what I would like to suggest today, that we determine your wealth thermostat. Where is it set at? Sounds good?
Perfect. Love it.
Right. And that's kind of like I have a program called Creating Prosperity Formula. It's a gamified program where we receive money from the universe every day. And then we get to the point that we receive in millions. We start with thousands, and then we start receiving millions. And I noticed that many women get lost because they feel like, oh my God, I have so much. I don't know what to do with this. So that's kind of a reflection of the fact that we all have this thermostat, and we don't really think about this often. So let's see, where is your thermostat set on? So I will be guiding you, and you will be imagining. Actually, I will be guiding you, so I will tell you exactly what you need to imagine. And then we will stop at some point, and you will tell me where your setting point for wealth. So close your eyes, relax your shoulders. Take a deep inhale in, hold, and relax. And again, inhale, hold, and relax. And last time, inhale, go deeper, hold, and relax. Now imagine a number 25,000 flowing toward you, getting closer and closer and closer, entering your heart, and see how you feel as an amount that you will receive per year. Notice how you feel. Next, imagine the amount of 75,000, the number 75,000 floating in the air and then getting closer and closer and closer to you, entering your body. Notice how you feel. Notice the sensation. Next, imagine far away the number 150,000 floating in the air, and it slowly starts getting closer and closer to your body, entering your body. Notice how you feel. How your body feels when 150,000 enters your body. Next, you see in the distance the amount 250,000 slowly moving toward you, getting closer and closer, entering your body. Notice how you feel. Next is 500,000, about 10, 15 meters away from you, entering the zone of close proximity to you, and then entering your body. Notice how you feel, 500,000. Next is 1 million. 1 million in not far away distance, moving toward you, entering your body. Notice how you feel. Let me know if we should go higher.
No, we can stop. We can stop. Yeah. Okay. Do you want me to share, or did you?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Okay. So it was very interesting. And I'm a kinesthetic person. So I get a lot of feelings with things. So it was interesting that when that 25,000 first came in, it didn't feel very good. I'm like, wait a minute, is my wealth thermostat really this low? but then as the next number came in, I'm like, oh no, then I could feel myself opening up. Cause like 25 just like felt like I could tell, okay, that's obviously too little. So as 75 came in, as 150 came in, really feeling this beautiful kind of openness and excitement, like, whoa, that's going to be really fun. Even 250 coming in and feeling that's really fun. As once that 250 came in and 500, and then I was starting to feel really tight in my throat. And when I asked what that was about, what I heard was, what am I going to have to give up? Right? What am I going to have to stop if I'm going to make that much money. And then a million, you know, in my head was saying, yeah, but Jennifer, you can create passive, but that's not what my body was telling me. My body definitely had a different idea than what my head was sharing.
Very interesting. Thank you for sharing. Thank you. It's a very interesting exercise. I've done it with myself, with my clients, and every time we're all surprised because logically we don't know that that's the thermostat that we have.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am assuming, and I know from my work that is something that can get changed. So how, if you don't mind me asking, how do people start to change that wealth thermometer for themselves? You mentioned the game that you have, right, where you're starting to play with more and more money, so you get more and more used to those numbers. Is there anything else that you would share about how to start that process of lifting the ceiling?
Actually, that's what the mindset training that I have. It's, you know, you cannot just change it overnight.
Right.
From my experience, I couldn't change it overnight. So it's a process, and that's what I call developing wealth mindset, right? Because the fact that you have thermostat at a certain level tells you that you are limited. Mm-hmm. So to shift from your perception of yourself as limited toward unlimited, that requires the mindset work as well as spiritual work. And it's a process, you know. It's not like I can just tell you 1 + 1 and you will get there. So,
And I think that's helpful though, too, because I think that, and if people who know me, I mean, there are a lot of stories in my family about how I want instant gratification, you know, very upset with my great grandmother who didn't have a dishwasher and I wanted to go to the park and she needed the dishes. I'm just like, push the button. It was 4. Right. So, there's, and a lot of us are that way too, and especially if you've had money issues for a while, you want it to change now. And yet it is a process, and it doesn't mean that you can't start creating more now, but it is a process. And to give yourself that time and space to appreciate, as you said before, appreciate what's really present, appreciate those incremental changes, right? And that that is very much going to add to your ability to shift your mind, your wealth mindset.
Remember, I said that I use money as a backdoor to subconscious.
Yeah.
And that's why when we know that we want something in the physical realm to experience, you have to work from inside out. Mm-hmm. You have to create this from the inside out. And that's why I said that where you are right now does not determine where you can be, but your personality will determine that. And that's why we all have to really focus on what kind of people we become, right? So it's like reverse. I want that much money, but then it will require certain character to get there. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of money, because it's not money for money. It's a tool that will help you to expand as a person, as a coach, as a leader, as a mother, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what I love about money.
Oh, and I will say yes to that times a million. I love that. I love that. And I think that understanding helps us gain a brand new relationship with money. Right. So Millen, thank you so much for being here, for sharing your wisdom and the thermometer tool. Be really curious to hear from listeners what came up for them, because it's a really rich tool. So again, thank you. And I'm going to encourage all of you to check out Millen's work, to have a consultation, see how she can help you. And as we finish up, thank you all for tuning in to Soul Wisdom Abundance, where I'm here the first and third Friday of every month. And if you want to know a little bit more about your relationship with money, again, I'm going to encourage you to visit me at jenniferbloom.com and take that Soul Money Relationship Quiz. It's a really good place to begin to understand where you are and what you can do to get to where you want to be. So until we meet again, I offer each and every one of you prosperous blessings. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about Jennifer Bloom or listen to past shows, visit jenniferbloom.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite podcasting outlets. Simply search Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.